Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, friends.
Happy little Tuesday around here.
Fan Sports Network, the firm of Harrison Morang. Patrick Harris with you. That's Danny Morang to my left. Casey Smith in for a sick Jeff Russ today. Happy to have you, Casey.
Little pinch hit action.
You know, it's nice to have a bullpen these days.
Right?
It's nice to have a bullpen.
Are you
a lefty, Casey? A righty? Like, am I situational here or are you just high leverage?
I'm a righty.
Okay. I like to think he's high leverage, though.
Do we have any lefties here?
Are
we an all right staff?
I don't know that answer.
I feel like if anybody would be a lefty, it'd be Rob.
He might be a lefty.
He looks like a lefty.
I knew you were gonna say this. I never understand what that means. You know, you look like a fill in the blank. Really? Okay. You look like kind of a bag man.
we're dirt bag adjacent.
You look like you would have been a cop, Danny. What does that mean?
I mean, yeah.
What do I look like? What do I look like?
Dirtbag.
I think that's too generalized of a statement.
Well, I mean, you're a very generalized human.
Wow.
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Mm. You can be amorphous. You're adaptive.
I am an adaptive. Mm. What is that? Like a chameleon?
There you go.
I like the idea of being adaptive. It means you're not like super stuck in your ways.
You're not rigid by any means.
Oh, I really hope I'm not rigid.
I mean, you are Mr. Five Toes.
So. I like to be extra charm and soft.
Yeah.
I like to be.
I'm realizing that I didn't get my laptop out and it's messing with me.
I have a really good buddy of mine, used to play in a band with him, great dude, Creston. He used to always say the two most important things in his life to always remember, and the words of advice he would always give somebody is, always buy nice toilet paper and never smoke a cigarette walking uphill.
Oh, yeah.
I think those are wise, which is hilarious because I've smoked a cigarette walking uphill with him multiple times, and every time we're like, this is such a bad idea.
This is a bad idea. Why are we doing this? Yeah, no,
But I live in a world now where nice toilet paper is a necessity.
Oh, God,
even
yes.
If I was, like, super poor.
That would be the thing that I spend money on.
Yeah.
No, dude. I refuse, number one, to stink finger. Number two, I am not doing that with that, like, it's like sandpaper. Mm. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
No, it's not.
I would forfeit a meal before I did that.
Yeah, that's why it's always rough if you're out in public and you got to, you know, get your biz done. Because you're taking a chance on what other people buy, especially at restaurants, man. I know what that stuff is.
Ours here isn't the worst. It's not the best either.
Yeah.
It's not the best.
It's a tough cost, man.
It is.
You do it at home because it affects you directly. Mm-hmm. But what if there's people that walk in and they're like, man, this stuff's nicer than my house?
Well, then you have problems. Mm. If anybody walks into this bathroom is like, this is nicer than what I have at home, you don't love yourself.
Man, I think there's a lot of people out there that don't buy nice toilet paper.
Look, I know it's expensive.
Toilet paper is expensive.
It is.
Especially, like, I got three kids at home, man. We go through toilet paper. Because those little kids, man, they think you need, you know,
a bath towel.
15 squares.
Yeah.
Three girls. A Ooh. Boy.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Bubba. I hope you're not listening. I hope you're in school. Stay in school, kids.
It's tough.
Don't do drugs.
You never want to see that.
Yeah. As this texter says, I'm not a one-ply type of guy. Me neither. I got at least one fold-over, if not two. Yeah, you know, I think...
The fold-over is necessary.
Yeah, I think I've learned that I probably use too much toilet paper.
I mean, if you have the plunger nearby and you have to use it regularly, yeah, that's probably
a... You look like a guy that would use a plunger regularly.
I mean...
See how that's always a backhanded compliment? Mm-hmm. Or not even a compliment. It's just straight insult.
Yeah. Look, man, I stay regular. What can I say?
You look like a guy that would suck at cooking. Damn, savage.
Well, in fairness, so lowercase does.
Yeah.
I'm great at cooking.
Are you?
Yeah. I cook steaks for every one of my family members every Christmas.
Didn't you just tell us all that you eat like a child?
Yeah, it doesn't mean I cook every day.
Suspicious. Suspicious.
You look like a child.
I'm 24.
Yeah, I mean, he is.
He's good looking, though.
There you go.
He's got a good looking face to him. He reminds me of Alejandro Garnacho.
Mm.
He's an Argentinian soccer
player. He's 100% Googling that name now.
Yeah, go for it, dude. Garnacho, he's a good looking kid.
That's how we're hiring our producers
it's
now.
It's the nice soft lips.
Wow. How do you feel about that one?
But I'll take it.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a bad looking dude.
Dude, he's a good looking dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He plays on the Argentinian national team, dude. I bet you he slays. I'll bet you he slays.
I bet he does okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we're doing our producers now. We got good looking Brandon. We got lowercase.
I mean, it's about time.
Right?
We could use it around
here. I mean, we were pretty uglied up here for a while.
We could use it around here.
Rob was doing a lot of heavy lifting. Rob was doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Dude, you look like a guy that would be obsessed with Isaac Rob's looks.
I mean, look, Isachi, it's a thing for a reason.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Got him all flustered now.
Yeah, I know. He's all hot and bothered.
Who, me?
Yeah. You.
No, I'm not hot and bothered. I got no problem saying
that. Getting flush in the face over there.
Rob's a good-looking man. Got a little salt and pepper beard.
You look like you would think a guy's a good-looking man. I'm just going to keep saying this all day.
Look, I'm comfortable with that.
I am very comfortable with it, too. My kids are kind of weird about it sometimes. I'm like, that is a good-looking man. They're like, aren't you married to Mom?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Man, game recognized game.
Game recognized game.
Come on, man. George Clooney walks in the room. I'm going to go, damn.
Yeah. I can't talk about a good-looking man.
No.
Like, you're weirded out. But if I talk about a good-looking woman, they're like, how dare you? Mom's in the room.
Yeah. Look, when somebody who is that attractive, man or woman, walks into a room, you pay the respect. You give them the nod. Like,
my wife and I
must be tough out there.
My wife and I were in Vegas for my birthday.
Mm.
We're sitting at a restaurant kind of late at night.
You'll see some good-looking people
in
there.
And this woman walked by. And I don't know if she was a lady of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a very gorgeous woman,
mm-hmm.
but both of us stopped and watched her walk by,
mm-hmm.
and then
you look back at each other and nod.
Then the wife looks at me and she goes, "Oh yeah," mm-hmm. and I was like, "You did it too."
Yeah.
And she was like, "I'm allowed to."
Yeah,
like,
no.
Oh, come on, babe.
When somebody that attractive, no matter what sex they are, walks into a room,
mm-hmm.
like I'm not talking about just anybody.
Like if Austin Butler walked in the room right now, you'd be like, wow, that is a good looking man.
Julia Roberts walks across the room, you go ahead and you just give the stare.
Underrated hot.
Oh, she,
Julia Roberts.
She was my first like celebrity crush.
Oh, mine's Lacey Chabert.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Julia Roberts, underrated hot. Good smile.
Oh yeah.
Great smile.
No, that was the first one for me.
I don't know how great of an actress she is.
Pretty woman.
Yeah.
Young Danny was like, what's that?
That is a hooker, Danny. Oh, you
Fair.
Mean the actress.
The actress.
Oh, the actress.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Julia Roberts.
I think it was around that time that I also heard about Richard Gere and gerbils.
Wait till young Danny gets to see Aaron Brockovich. Then young Danny really likes Julia Roberts.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's tough out here.
It must be nice to level up the way she has. Like, as the years go by, she's like still just getting smoke show.
Her and Jennifer Aniston and
Aniston is maybe more fly now than she was back in the 90s.
Like, how did that work? Who's the other one? Halle Berry.
Selma Hayek.
Selma.
Oh, wow.
That's probably the Mount Rushmore right there. that's probably the Mount Rushmore of like, how are you getting more attractive as you get older? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I'm also a big Diane Keaton guy. May she rest in peace.
Oh, there you go.
That's maybe the hipster
that's the
movie
yes.
buff in me.
Yes,
I mean,
that's 100%.
She's such a great actress. And she was hot, too.
I just watched the movie yesterday. Master of Disguise has Jennifer Esposito in it.
Mm. Wait, Master of Disguise, is that the Dana Carvey movie?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Am I turtle enough for you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Turtle enough for the Turtle Club?
That movie's terrible. Why did you watch it?
That's one of the classics.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if it's a classic, but it's a movie.
Dana Carvey has a soft spot in my heart.
Oh, look, I am pro Dana Carvey. Dana Carvey called me funny on Twitter, and it was one of the highlights of my life.
Oh, I don't have any highlights like that.
I was like,
I don't live in the Twitter world, so yeah. Nobody like responds to anything I have to say. I don't think anybody is like responding on my hot Star Wars takes on Reddit.
No.
Tom Cruise is like, totally agree, man. Yeah.
That Shane Brandon, who I used to do Outsiders with, you know, he's a stand-up comedian, he used to give me crap because I would purposefully just kind of troll him for like explaining his jokes after he'd tell them mm-hmm. because he's a professional comedian and he hated it with a fiery passion of a thousand suns. And he's like, yeah, thanks. And so like he would always tell me that that's not funny. And so when Dana Carvey told me I was funny, I screenshot it, sent it to him, and he was so pissed off. He's like, I can't with you. I can't, you know, just like, you know, but those are the fun little ones that you get once in a billion years on Twitter.
Some mentions, Tiffany Thiessen still slays.
Yeah.
How dare you not mention Marissa Tomei?
Oh, there you go.
Dude, she in the Spider-Man
Aunt
movies.
May. Yeah.
Yeah. She's aging like a real fine wine, like a nice Bordeaux from the south of
France.
On
the dude side, I mean, Brad Pitt, he's like 60 now. And
he's
a good looking
dude.
Like, how dare you?
He's a good looking dude.
How dare you? I never got why people were so infatuated with older Johnny Depp, but you know, maybe people really like a little pirate swag.
I think it's because he's like weird and eccentric, and he's got different hair. He looks very European.
Yeah, it is that time of year where you're going to get hit with Sauvage, that stupid cologne commercial. It's going to be Johnny Depp.
Hi, Sauvage.
Yeah. That's how you know the holidays are here, is the cologne commercials.
And bro, it's called Savage, okay? Like, I can clearly read. It clearly says Savage. Why are you telling me it's called Sauvage?
Wow. This is Savage. Fan text line. Danny looks like the guy who wears a cell phone belt clip and auditions for Progressive commercials, turning into their parent.
Yes.
Wow.
That's rough, because that's me, you.
No, like, I'm the gas station guy.
Oh, God. My dad was the gas station guy.
I will talk to everyone.
I can't handle gas station guy because I grew up with my dad. Be like picking up some snacks and like on the way to California visit my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
We're in like, I don't know. Like,
Redding.
Yeah, we're in like Redding, California or Crater Lake or some area. Grants Pass. And he's like, yep, just driving down to California from Spokane. I got my kids with me. I grew up in California. You know, San Fernando Valley, familiar with it?
Yeah.
You're like, Dad, shut up.
I'm that guy.
Nobody cares.
I'm that guy.
I would rather...
I was that guy when I was young, though.
I promise you would rather hear me talk about soccer than listen to my dad be a gas station guy. I love my dad. Wonderful one. He was a wonderful human being. That was the number one thing that drove me
nuts. That make you crawl up a wall?
Oh, dude. Just stop, Dad.
I will strike up a conversation with literally anyone. Literally.
Oakley Dougley, well, we got a show for you today. It is a Tuesday. That means free consultation at 12:15. Anything you need help with in your life, whether it's sports related, questions on what to do for the USC game this weekend, you can throw those in on the fan text line or the YouTube chat. Anything sports related, your life, we'll get to that at 12:15. Blazers back in action, so that'll be the big nooner for us today. Get to some NFL in the 11 o'clock hour, but let's start here in college football as one of the coaching dominoes has finally fallen as James Franklin signs a deal with Virginia Tech.
Oh.
We'll go there first. The firm of Harrison Morang, 105.1 The Fan.
History repeats itself.
Coming up on this hour of the program, we will chat a little more coaching as things in Oxford are getting a little tight, a little antsy, and updates on the B1G and a B1G load of money that is on pause. That's this hour for you, but let's start here in the ACC.
I wonder why that is.
As Virginia Tech has hired James Franklin to be their next head football coach, I think this is a huge get for Virginia Tech. My question is,
beer balls back, baby.
Yeah, my question is, and I kind of asked you this not directly during the break, but I'll ask us now all in the open. I'm curious as to why this job has always been floated out as the job for James Franklin. Because usually when you fail at a place, like let's take Brian Kelly, for example, mm-hmm. you fail at a place like LSU, you're most likely not going to get a better job.
Sure.
You will take a job that is a step below, mm-hmm. right? Is Ole Miss a better job than Tennessee? I don't think so. So if Lane suffers at Tennessee, no way he's getting a better job than Ole Miss. And I know that, or than Tennessee. And I know that there's a lot there in the middle with Lane, but I think it's fascinating that for the longest time, the rumor has been Virginia Tech, Virginia Tech, Virginia Tech. I know they have some great program history. I just thought James Franklin had the availability to maybe get something nicer.
So Virginia Tech did have a pretty substantial run under Beamer.
They did. Beamer was great. Beamer is a Kirk Ferentz, a Whittingham, the kind of coach you want to be there for a long time.
20-year coach.
Yeah, you know. Gundy, et cetera. Yeah. And sometimes they either age out or talent out or the game passes you by in like Gundy's situation, you know. But Ferentz and Whittingham are still doing great things. So you're right. Beamer had a nice program.
Could Vautech be a powerhouse in the ACC?
In the ACC, yes.
And that's what I think this is about.
Nationally, I don't know. But at the same time, when you look around at jobs that are open or could be open, what's a better job than Virginia Tech? If Lane leaves, would Ole Miss be interested in James Franklin? I really thought he was going to sit around and wait for Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I really thought. And is Penn State a better job than Florida State? I don't know that answer. I think I would rather have Florida State than Penn State, especially if we're talking ACC versus the B1G. But that tells me that, you know, we talked about it a little bit before the show. If that tells me that either one, Florida State's not firing Mike Norvell, or two, even if they do, James Franklin's not their guy.
So did you see what was the precursor to James Franklin being hired at Virginia Tech?
Negotiating a different buyout at Penn State.
Not just that. It's financial, though. Virginia Tech voted to add $229 million to athletics over the next 4 years.
Say that again?
$229 million has been committed to Virginia Tech athletics over the next 4 years.
Whoa. Athletics as a whole? How much does football get a piece of that pie? I don't know where they sit in other sports.
I would imagine it's probably 75 to 80% of that.
That's what I would think, too. Yeah, I don't know that. They've never been a basketball school as far as I've been around. Well, no, that's not true, because Greenberg was there for a little bit.
They were okay.
ACC is such a tough place to be good in college basketball, especially with Virginia being good when Tony Bennett showed up. But I don't know where they are in terms of like women's soccer or Olympic sports, fill in the blank there. But yeah, that's a lot of influx. That's a lot of influx. And maybe that's why that looks nice to James Franklin. Start from scratch, low expectations.
Mm-hmm. You get to slow burn it a little bit.
If you Whittingham, if you Ferentz it and you win 8 games every year and...
Well, what if he does what Cignetti did? What if there's a couple dudes at Penn State that go, even though that's a step down, kind of so to speak... What if they don't vibe with the next coach? What if he brings 11, 12 guys to Virginia Tech that are dudes?
And all of a sudden, he steals from Penn State.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like if he brings 11, 12, 15 guys with him that are 4-star guys that are loyal to him, that ride for him. And I don't know what his relationship is with those guys, but I wonder, what does that look like?
Well, as much as he gets crap for not being a great in-game coach, he's a hell of a recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Kind of like we talk about DeBoer taking over the most impossible job in the world of replacing Nick Saban. I mean, taking over after the paternal Sandusky thing should get some credit. I know Bill O'Brien was there for a hot second to try to stable the ship, but James Franklin to walk in there and do what he did there, that's something that deserves a lot of credence.
Yeah, Penn State's recruiting class took a major hit when he got fired. Goodness gracious. Where are they at on this list?
Franklin was originally owed a, $50 million buyout?
Good God, they fell to 60th. Penn State did.
Do you know where they were before?
I think they were around...
Right, top 15, top 20.
I think they were top 30.
Okay.
But they do have 7 4-stars that are committed. There's only 12 players committed. That's the thing, is that guys that were going there are now reopening things. And it's like, okay.
Well, it also doesn't help that they don't have a coach.
Well, that's what I mean.
And everybody they want ends up signing extensions where they are. And, you know, we've talked about this ad nauseum. This is such a wild college football year in the sense of the coaching carousel and the idea of what job looks better than what. Like, Penn State is a better job than Louisville, but Brohm's going to stay. A, he's an alum. That's part of it. But B, it might be better to live in a world where the expectations are low, because then you can Kirk Ferentz it and Kyle Whittingham it and
how
every once in a while get in the playoff.
Oregon State has the 125th ranked recruiting class. One spot in front of them, Virginia Tech.
Wow. But I'll tell you what Oregon State doesn't have. $225 million being injected over the next 4 years.
And James Franklin.
And James Franklin. You can, James Franklin can do a lot with that money.
Over the next couple of years, there's a story. Not that it would be a move up, but did you see that Sam Leavitt maybe shopping his talents?
I did see that. We got it on the sheet for tomorrow, but is that a guy Franklin can go get?
That's what I mean. Like, Sam's not going to be the only guy.
No.
There's a lot of guys that are going to be in this portal.
If Lane bounces from Ole Miss, what does Chambliss do? You know, what does DJ Lagway at Florida do?
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot going on out there where you could see a guy who, what's his name? Mestemaker at North Texas. Mm-hmm. Is Virginia Tech a step up? I don't know. Maybe it's a higher profile, better conference.
You could do the Darian Mensah thing.
Yeah. Tulane, you know? To Duke. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like,
and then lose to Tulane.
Yeah. But, you know, there's
low hanging fruit.
But, like, if you're a guy who's out there and all of a sudden James Franklin is at this program and they have money, and you trust the coach, it's not hard for me to see Virginia Tech turning into like a 7-8 win team pretty damn quick. And then you get a little momentum, you get a few recruiting classes underneath you, you take a program that is on par with Oregon State, Northern Arizona, Coastal Carolina in the recruiting rankings. All of a sudden, they go from 124th to a top 70 class, top 50 class, and all of a sudden Virginia Tech's, you know, there.
Well, I think one of the benefits you have if you're the Virginia Tech fan base is a couple things. It's clear that James Franklin wants to coach. If you're going to turn down $50 million to do nothing, mm-hmm. from Penn State, I know there's some weird clauses in that contract, but turn down $50 million to do nothing and recoup that money by signing a deal to coach somewhere at a quote unquote lesser program, that means he wants to coach. So you're getting a coach that's super engaged, which you haven't had at Virginia Tech since Beamer.
Yeah.
And honestly, maybe a few years before the end of Beamer. I know he dealt with all that cancer stuff and things like that. You've got a coach that believes in your program for the first time in a long time. That's a plus. Also, look around at the ACC. Now, whether it's Mario and his situation at Miami or Dabo at Clemson, okay, let's take the big ones, or even Norvell at Florida State for an example, for the big programs. How many of those teams in the ACC are you looking at and saying, I'm worried about them for the next 4 years? Because Mario's got his issues. Mm-hmm. Things at Clemson don't seem super stable.
Florida State is
all over the place. But what about, like, when you look at the Virginia or the Georgia Techs?
What if Dabo leaves Clemson?
You look at the Georgia Techs, the Virginias, mm-hmm. the Pitts. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do any of those programs scream to you
no.
in the next 4 years, we're a juggernaut?
No,
they don't. And Mario's going to Mario, and we'll sit here and laugh at him from afar, whether you're a Duck fan or not. I think Mario's just an easy shot to take. Is Dabo on his way out, or just his way down in general?
Mm-hmm.
And can Florida State figure it out? Because they haven't figured it out since Jimbo, and honestly, I would argue that he had a Heisman Trophy transcendent quarterback in Jameis.
Yeah.
So you're looking around the ACC, and I don't think you're really that worried.
No, and on the buyout side of this, for those that didn't see the news, Franklin got his buyout negotiated to a lump sum $9 million from Penn State, which is, you know, $41 million less than the $50 million that he was owed via the rest of his contract. I haven't seen it out there, so if somebody else has seen it, please let me know. But if he's owed, $49-plus million and he got a $9 million buyout, I'm willing to bet he got a 4-year, $40 million deal from Virginia Tech.
Totally. They would have to meet him on that line. I mean, that...
If it's not 40, it's probably pretty damn close.
$10 million a year. Ooh.
I mean, that puts him in the upper echelon, but I don't think that puts him in the top 10.
No, top... Well, Elko just got top 5.
Yeah.
It
wasn't his, like, 12?
Mm-hmm. And Kirby, I believe, is 1.
Yeah.
I think Kirby's number 1.
Nobody has the Saban contract anymore.
No.
For anybody who doesn't know the Saban contract, Saban had a clause in his contract at Alabama that he said that he would always be the highest paid coach. So if somebody surpassed him, boop, he got bumped up automatically.
Lincoln Riley makes $11 million at USC, and that mm-hmm. seems steep for what he's produced there. So you're telling me that James Franklin is $1 million a year less than mm-hmm. Lincoln Riley? That's crazy. Virginia Tech spends $1 million a year less than USC? That's making a statement. And I think that's probably what this is more about. I'm talking myself into this.
Yeah.
Because the whole time I was just very confused. Why, if you're James Franklin, what is it about Virginia Tech that you love? Throwing that 225 at me over the next 4 years, that raises my eyebrows.
You're throwing 50, you know, let's just round it out. Let's just say it's 40.
Okay.
Say the rest of it's going somewhere else. Okay. Just on the low end. You're telling me at $40 million a year means you can upgrade my facilities. It means I can work on my recruiting. It means I can pay my assistant coaches.
What's Oregon spend a year? I mean, didn't they say last year they spent around 40 mil?
Yeah, but also the last bit of that is probably also the facilities and everything else.
Sure. But I mean, if you can have the kind of money that a place like Oregon can influx, a place like, you know, Tennessee can influx.
Indiana went from a team not spending money to a team spending money like crazy.
They were spending the same. They're spending the same money as Penn State pre-firing Franklin. We talk about this with Cignetti all the time. This is why Cignetti is such a hot topic of conversation in college football, because he is proving to you that you can do this. You can flip it like that. And maybe that's what Virginia Tech believes Franklin can do. And honestly, Franklin must believe that he can do that at Virginia Tech. Why not?
Because
you live in a world now where why not us?
Indiana is the number two team in the country.
If you have
Indiana football.
And I could sit here and argue that Indiana and Georgia are the two best teams in college football. And I don't think you can bat an eye at that. You might disagree, mm-hmm. but I don't think you can bat an eye at that. And if you can turn that around in 2 years, and now we're talking in 2 years. I mean, look at how fast Deion turned around Colorado.
Yeah.
Now, it hasn't been great since then. It turns out when, you know, you have a Heisman Trophy two-way player and
a five-star that he brought from Jackson State.
And an okay game-managing quarterback in his kid.
To be fair, a very good college quarterback.
Shador was a good college quarterback.
There's no doubt about that.
Well, again, things have not been great since then for Colorado, but Deion, like, walked in and changed that mm-hmm. place. And maybe Franklin can do the same. It'll be fascinating to watch Virginia Tech. And who knows what the ACC looks like, you know, if that thing crumbles. I think Virginia Tech has solidified themselves to keeping a seat at the table. I don't think you know, if the ACC were to crumble
mm-hmm.
and the teams start getting split out and people are parsepping, you know, here and there.
That's what I think probably Virginia Tech's looking at, is like, how do we raise our profile?
I wish my school had a coach like that, because we'd still be at the table.
Do we call James Franklin Mr. Sandman now?
Why?
Because they come out to enter Sandman.
Yeah.
Coach Sandman?
Coach Sandman. Well, let's stay in the coaching circuit and let's go to the SEC where, hey, man, I'm going to need you to make a decision, you know, whenever you get a chance, because we're dying out here. How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel okay, or does that freak you out? We'll go to Oxford, Mississippi on an update on the old Lane train. But first, speaking of updates, that's Casey with sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.